86. continue on with our worship service in the way of prayer and preaching. And we welcome everybody that's come to worship with us today. We appreciate your presence and the effort you've made to come out and to worship with us. We have several with us that's not been in a good while, and not try to call them all their names, but we're glad that you're here and we're glad to see you again. And we're especially glad to have Brother Carter and Sister Carter from Ebenezer Church, because he opens service for me in prayer. And so we're going to call on him in a few minutes after we sing a song to lead us in prayer. And we hope your heart will be indicted with the spirit of prayer as we try to pray for the service, for the sick, the afflicted, the aged, the infirm, and for one another. We've had a lot of sickness, and we'd like to make mention of those and remember them in prayer. My first sister, Janie, was diagnosed with cancer here sometime in the past, and she's just had a successful operation for which we are very thankful. And the doctors were real happy with the way that the results of the operation, and we're certainly happy and thankful for it. And we hope that there'll be no after effects. Brother Clyde Haynes, Sister Mabel is here today. Brother Clyde just didn't feel like coming. He's had a lot of pain in his hip lately. We all know he's had trouble with that hip ever since he was afflicted with infantile paralysis when he was a young man. But for some reason the pain has started going down his leg here lately, and he's having to take, they want him to take pain pills and he don't want to take them. But either way, he's suffering, and of course he's been diagnosed with cancer in both of his lungs, but that's not bothered him yet. But his hip is the reason he's not here today. We want to remember Brother Clyde. Brother Clyde is a faithful member, and he loves the Lord and loves the gospel. His sister Mabel said, if he's not here, you know he's sick. Because if he goes anywhere, it'll be the church. So he's hurting this morning. Also, Brother Carter, we just mentioned him, he lost his father right recently. And so we remember him, his loss. Also, his daughter, which most of you know, is paralyzed from an automobile accident and has to get around in a wheelchair, is going to Portugal to receive stem cell treatments. And they're real excited about that, and I am too. I didn't know it till right while ago, but I'm sure glad. I sure hope that it will be successful. And that she said if she could just stand up one more time, that she'd be thankful for that. And what a wonderful blessing it would be for that young woman to be able to stand up and walk, especially. But she said if she could just stand up, it would be mean a whole lot more to her. So we want to pray to that end, and that the Lord will bless the efforts of those that administer these stem cells. And these stem cells will be coming from her, from herself, not from somebody else. So we pray that it might work. Brother Robinson's wife has been sick, and she's had her heart was out of rhythm, and she's been shocked and a couple of times. And is it back in rhythm now? And right now it's doing well, so we're glad of that and hope it continues. And we miss Brother Robinson when he's not here. Also, Sister Becky is here, and she said she's had the bronchitis and asthma. And I didn't know about that, so we're glad that she's better, she said. So we're glad that she's here and feeling better. Is there any other, have I overlooked any sickness that anybody knows of? Brother Clyde, can we sing 103? You already got one picked out. Let's sing number 103, and we'll ask Brother Carter from Ebenezer Church, if he will. He's a deacon there, and we want him to come and to lead us in a throne prayer.
God of love, won't hear my prayer. I make all my people care. We on thee alone depend. Love and save us to the end. Save us in the prosperous hour from the flattering tempter's power. From his unsuspected wiles, from the world's pernicious smile, cut off our dependence vain on the help of feeble man. Every arm of flesh remove, stay us on eternal love. Save us from the great and wise, till they see in their own eyes. Till they nothing know beside Jesus and him crucified.
Put aside the cares and the woes of this world, Lord,
you, Brother Carter. We appreciate the prayer, and now we desire continued interest in your prayers as we endeavor to stand before you for a few minutes. In the 8th chapter of Romans, and the (clears throat) 34th verse, I was reading some during the week, and the word also there kind of jumped out at me. It says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And over in the 24th verse, the 26th verse it is, it says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So here we have a view of the Trinity in these two verses, and it says that Christ also maketh intercession for us. He's even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. And of course, they are interceding to God for our behalf. And they intercede for the saints of God. The saints of God are those that have been sanctified by the Spirit of God. We read in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians that that we are in God, who hath made Christ unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So Christ is made unto us righteousness, and we all Christians know that, because they have been taught by the Spirit that they have no righteousness, that within our flesh dwelleth no good thing, and that he that is in the flesh cannot please God. Therefore he stands in need of something that he does not have. And that's when he flees to Christ for his righteousness, for his sanctification, for his wisdom, for his redemption. Christ is made unto us all of these things, and he is everything to the saint of God. Christ has fulfilled many offices. All of the officers and under the law service were just a type of Christ that he would fulfill, the priest and all of those that attended to the temple and the tabernacle service, which was appointed of God, were just figures of better things to come. And of course Christ himself fulfilled. Christ is the temple. You know, he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, you destroy this temple and I will raise it up again in 3 days. And they, being carnal minded, thought he was talking about the actual building there, the temple in Jerusalem that was made of stone. But that temple was just a figure of his body, which is the temple of God. He was God manifested in the flesh. And so that temple was destroyed in a figure and is with death, and he died, laid down his life, but he raised it back up again in 3 days as he said he would. So he is was a temple, his body is the temple of God and the tabernacle, and the temple that Solomon built were figures of the church of God with Christ in the church. It's more than just a type of Christ, it's a type of Christ with us in Christ. Jesus said that, he says, I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. And we see him there as a mediator between God and men. He is a connection between God and men, and he is our prophet, our great high priest, and our king. He is all of these offices within the one person. And all of the priests and kings and high priests, prophets in Israel were just poor types of the real prophet. And as our great high priest, he makes intercession for us. And he has appeared before God. And he is there now making intercession for the saints. You know, we have a type of this in Moses' day. Moses was a type of Christ when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world, and Pharaoh is a type of the devil. Moses was a type of Christ. The children of Israel was a type of the children of God. And Moses led the children of God out of Egypt, and Christ is leading his children out of the world. And he's called us out of the world here in this life to be a separate and a peculiar people. And beloved, we are a peculiar people. If you don't believe it, you just get among some people that are getting ready to do some ungodly things and you speak out against it. And you'll find out how peculiar you are. And so we are a peculiar people called out from the world. And we are to be lights in this ungodly world. And just as Moses led the children of Israel, Pharaoh, you know, did not want to let them go. And they were his slaves, and they were laboring for him and making him a lot of money. And he was profiting from this labor of the Israelites. They were making brick and doing no doubt all kinds of